Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Any Hope from Mark 15, 35 to 37. When some of those standing near heard Jesus, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes down to take him." With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. I always marvel at this last moment of Jesus' earthly life because of the last strain of hope some of the cross seemed to exhibit. As Jesus cried out in Mark 15:34, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some seemed to believe God might answer his cry and send the prophet Elijah, who had lived some 8 centuries earlier. Why would they think that? The scriptures declare in Malachi 4:5, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes." Devout Jews expected Elijah, who had entered heaven on a whirlwind, see 2 Kings 2:11, would return in glory and power ahead of the Messiah to establish God's rule on earth. As Jesus called out to God, the bystanders might have hoped, "What if Elijah comes and Jesus is the Messiah? We must be ready." As they offered to Jesus some meager relief, do you think they were covering their bases in the event Elijah did come to Jesus' rescue? I wonder who they were. Some of the Jews, some of Jesus' accusers, some of Jesus' disciples? Were they men who hoped in Jesus and clung to a final thread of hope in Jesus' plea? Too often we live standing by the cross, not sure if we want to commit to the Messiah. But we must. That is the only way you will be ready for the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Pause and consider your Messiah.